Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Kathy, hi.
Morning, Ruth.
Are you okay? You look upset.
I've just overheard Susan and Jean Harvey having a go about Jamie.
Oh, no. Is this to do with the Hyde?
Oh, is there anyone who doesn't know yet?
I heard about it yesterday from Mike. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I shouldn't be surprised.
Take no notice. Susan's family are not exactly squeaky clean.
I don't suppose Josh knows the names of the other boys responsible.
No, sorry. Well, I did ask him as soon as I heard, in case he was involved.
Huh?
Had to be sure after the graffiti episode.
Oh, yes.
I think he feels hurt, actually, now Jamie's taken up with some older lads. That two-year age gap's starting to tell.
At least I knew where he was when they were together at Brookfield.
Yeah.
So, are you all set for Bath, then?
I've come for some tights. I'm actually wearing a dress to lunch.
Well, I hope you all have a great time. It's a lovely idea to surprise Jill like that.
Yeah, thanks. I'm sorry about how it's all turned out.
No, don't you worry about it, Ruth. It's hardly your fault. But you'll give my best to Jill, won't you?
Of course.
Oh, the poached eggs were nice.
Yeah, I had them yesterday. I'm going to go for the full English after this.
Mum and I are going to the service at Bath Abbey this morning.
Oh, OK. Well, as long as we meet up in time for lunch.
Oh, yes. I hope everyone finds the restaurant.
Oh, don't worry. I've lined up Josh, Freddie and Dan to text me should any hitches arise.
Good. Oh, I can't wait to see Mum's face.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm just sorry Jamie's missing out.
Well, that's the way of it, Kenton.
Mm. Now, one minute he was part of our family and the next... I must feel so cheated.
He'll move on.
Yeah. Yeah, but I miss him, you know, and he was my buddy.
Yes, I know.
And now I feel I can't make contact because I don't want to undermine Kathy's authority.
You're not his dad, Kenton.
No, but I made a mess of it, whatever I was.
Look, you've got your life to lead now and you need to move on as well.
Oh, I know, yeah, but... I look around, Shearer, and what have I got?
Well, me for a start. It's brilliant having this time away together.
Yeah, you're right. I really feel I can be myself with you lot. Even if I am the rolling stone of a family.
Oh, stop it.
What?
All that black sheep rubbish.
Sorry. No more, I promise. Ah, morning, Mum.
Morning, Kenton.
Mwah. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I can't believe that you're 80.
Well, how do you think I feel?
Oh, here you go, your card.
Ooh!
I think I want to change my shoes, actually, before the service.
All right, don't be long.
No, I won't.
Okay, see you later.
Okay.
That's lovely, Kenton. And I'm wearing the bracelet you bought me yesterday, see?
Oh, good. I could tell you had your eye on it when we were looking round that antique shop.
It was very sweet of you to knit back and buy it.
Mm. Oh, I'm sorry if I was a bit late for breakfast. I slept until 8:30.
I'm just pleased you look rested. You've looked worn out recently.
Yeah, well, it did take me a while to get to sleep. I'm not used to early nights.
Wasn't early for me. Still, I enjoyed the show.
Oh, me too. Do you know, I can't remember the last time I went to the theatre.
This weekend away from Jack's is doing you good.
Yeah, well, I'm lucky to have someone as reliable as Kirsty to run it. Where's my breakfast? Excuse me. You having tea, Mum?
No, I finished.
Oh.
We girls fancied the Jane Austen walking tour at 11.
Ah.
Don't worry.
Oh, well, Dave and I will find something else to do.
I want everyone to please themselves. It's just so lovely having you all with me.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
I'm appreciating every single minute. Who knows if we'll ever do this again?
Oh, come on, Mum.
I... know you're going through a difficult time, Kenton, and I'm very sorry.
Hey, no, Mum. This weekend's about you.
Yes. can never stop worrying about your children, even at 80.
Jamie's gone out again.
Where?
Do you think he'd tell me? He's hardly said a word all weekend.
Come on, little one.
Oh, it's very sweet, isn't it? Look at those eyes.
It's not being very clever, though. Come on. This is your new mum, OK?
She doesn't quite get it, does she?
No. Prefers my finger. Yeah. See, you like that?
He's upset we're not going to Bath for Jill's birthday lunch.
Oh, of course.
I mean, he feels excluded. Not that he said. Although it does mean he's free to go to Edgeley with the cricket team this afternoon.
It's not quite the same, though, is it?
No. I've told him I need to know where he is all the time now.
It's not going to be easy to enforce if he's not talking to you.
I know. But what can I do? He used to have his dad to escape to when he was fed up at home.
Has he offered up the names of the other boys yet?
No, he refuses point blank.
Mm-hmm. Teenagers can be very loyal.
Doesn't seem to feel any shame for the damage he's caused, or the people he's upset. Still, at least he's helping with the repairs.
Well, that's something.
Mm. Robert's picking him up from school tomorrow, and I've made it clear Jamie's to pay for all the materials.
Good.
Although the others should pay as well. Pat, it's his GCSEs this year.
Oh, love.
I so want him to do well. For Sid's sake, as much as anything.
Of course.
Everything's gone wrong since he died. Everything. I just can't cope.
Wasn't it beautiful? That vaulted ceiling above the nave.
Oh, stunning. I kept wanting to look up all through the service.
So did I.
I hoped we'd have time to come back to this garden when we passed it during the tour.
They restored it, didn't the guide say?
Yes, to recreate it in its heyday, around 1760.
You were paying attention. I can just imagine Jane Austen and a companion sitting arm in arm on this bench.
Yes. Hope Elizabeth doesn't wander too far off.
Yes. I'm ready for my lunch.
Oh, good.
Wonder how the rest of the family are all coping back at home.
Oh, they'll be fine.
I'm proud of Pip, organising the young farmer's dance at Brookfield.
It's on Friday, isn't it?
Yes. I'm so relieved she's finished with that awful Jude.
Not half as relieved as David is.
Mm. Where is this pub he and Kenton are trying out?
I'm not sure, but we're meeting them in front of the Abbey in 15 minutes.
Oh, you better text Elizabeth then.
Yeah, okay.
I do hope Kenton's all right. He's only been showing his jolly face all weekend. Cathy kept him so grounded. I thought they were settled. And now he's single again at 52. With no home of his own. What's he going to do?
Oh, don't worry, Mum. Kenton always makes it through whatever life throws at him. Ah, scent.
I dread him going travelling again, Shula. What if he decided to up sticks and live near Merriel?
He won't, Mum. Not with Jax.
I so love having you all close by.
There. You're doing fine now, aren't you, little one?
See, Sid always gave him such clear boundaries.
So do you, Cathy. But you're trying to be both mother and father to him. It's a tough call.
I never realised how tough. I really regret it now, you know. Not telling Sid about... Oh.
What?
Nothing. It was Jamie who was behind all that graffiti in the village.
You're kidding?
I wish I was.
All those tags?
Yes, Jamie.
Oh, my God.
With an accomplice. Now, I won't say who. Oh, I sound like Jamie now.
Cathy.
Please, don't tell anyone, will you? Not even Tony.
Well, of course I won't.
I mean, if people knew that, on top of him vandalising the hide, well... That was the start of his bad behaviour. Kenton and I made a decision to keep it from Sid. But looking back, a bollocking from his dad might have nipped things in the bud.
Maybe.
I mean, he's so respected, Sid, and Sid adored him. Oh, it's like I haven't got enough love in me to compensate.
Oh, that's not true.
I know, but in Jamie's eyes. But I am determined to stay strong, even if he resents me for it.
In the short term.
Well, that's something I can't know yet. But what's the alternative?
Yeah, all right, you two. See you in the restaurant.
Now, let's hope we can persuade Mum to go in.
Yeah, all the family are ready for her. One last push, eh?
Oh, it's been hard work getting her this far.
Yeah, well, she's tired and hungry, isn't she?
What's wrong with this one? Oh. It looks perfectly nice, and I can see a free table inside.
See?
This hotel menu looks scrumptious, Mum.
Yeah, yeah. Come on over. Come on.
Oh.
One step nearer.
I don't know why you're all being so difficult. We've passed plenty of places.
Yeah, but we want the best for you, Mum. I mean, look here. Sea bass, poached chicken.
Champagne sorbet.
Looks far too expensive.
It's our treat, remember.
And too formal. I only want something light.
Yeah, well, Elizabeth and David have gone inside now to check it out.
Well, that was silly.
Actually, Mum, I could do with the loo while we're here.
Sure, can't you wait till we find a cafe?
Well, hotels are more anonymous.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Well, I might as well call myself while we're here, then.
Oh, what a good idea. Come on, let's find it.
Don't you disappear on us, Kenton.
No, I promise. Yes. Thank heavens for that. Right, at last. Dave? She's in.
Here we are. We might as well check out the restaurant, Mum, since we're using the ladies anyway.
Just open the door, Shula. I feel very conspicuous.
Okay. Here we are.
Good.
Well, posh, isn't it? Ah.
Ben?
Happy birthday, Granny.
What are you doing here, darling?
We've all driven to see you for lunch. The whole family.
What's this, Shula?
Oh. Hi, Jill. Happy birthday.
Ruth?
I didn't know you were in there.
What a wonderful surprise.
Oh, you weren't exactly meant to find out like this.
No.
Everyone was supposed to be sitting in the restaurant.
I'm sorry. We needed the loo and Ben was too shy to go in on his own.
I don't mind. Oh, I've been a pain in the neck, haven't I, Shula?
Oh, well.
We're all here. Nigel and Lily and Freddie.
No.
Alistair and Daniel.
Pip and the boys.
And Auntie Chris.
Oh, you are naughty.
Why are you crying, Granny? It's your birthday.
Yes. I'm really, really happy.
Oh, there it is again, Robert.
What?
That Red Admiral, look.
Oh, where?
On the Chimenea.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, and I saw another brown hair streak yesterday, did I tell you?
Oh, no, how lovely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've done very well with this patch, Lindy.
Well, so far, wretched weeds.
Did I tell you Jill was in the shop when I went to get the Earl Grey?
Oh.
She had a marvellous birthday lunch yesterday.
Oh, good. Come on. She didn't get wind of the surprise, did
no,
she?
No, she was completely in the dark. She never guessed the family were all coming. She says she never wants to eat again. Apparently it was non-stop all weekend.
Oh, we must visit Bath again soon. Mm. Got you. Oh. What time are you picking Jamie up?
Well, he finishes school at 2:50 today.
And he knows you're fetching him?
Oh, yeah. It's all arranged with Cathy. Then I'm marching him straight to the timber merchants. I want him to fully appreciate all the time and work involved, even just replacing a floorboard or two.
They do say bad teenage behaviour can be a sign of a healthy personality.
Who's they?
Experimentation. Pushing the boundaries, taking risks. It's all part of building a strong ego, Robert.
But those weren't your sentiments when you were tidying up the hide for the second time.
Well, I didn't know Jamie was responsible then.
Yeah, well, vandalism is vandalism.
I'm not making excuses for him.
Well, I hope this afternoon will help nip his behaviour in the bud. I mean, he needs to face up to the consequences of his actions.
Of course.
So by helping me repair the hide, it might put him off doing it again. And I've agreed with Cathy, he's paying for all the materials.
Good. Well, I think that's enough for now.
I need to get changed for work.
I may get away with just cleaning off the penknife damage on the bench.
Oh, the obscenities, you mean.
Yeah, and the thing is, I want to get through to the lad, but without sounding like a total old git.
You're only 1 year older than Sid was, you know.
Really?
Hmm. Tell you what, I'll try and pop across to the lake during my break and see how you're getting on.
Oh, OK.
I do feel for Kathy. So easy to judge.
Ah, good. You've penned them up.
Aye, boss. These are for your slaughter, man.
The lorry should be here any minute.
Good grief, Jazza. What's happened to your eye?
Got in the way of your head, a great fist.
Oh, don't tell me.
My girlfriend's husband got back earlier than expected.
Don't the words girlfriend's husband ever give you pause?
Well, she wasn't really a girlfriend, not in a permanent way.
Or any of them?
She told me he was a businessman away in Dubai. Turns out he was in the army, catering
corps.
Oh. Used to pounding spuds into mashed totty. Didn't he stand a chance?
When was this?
Yesterday morning after I'd finished my round. I nipped back, see...
Spare me the details. Where did you spend last night, then?
Joe and Eddie's campsite.
I thought they'd shut that down for the season.
Aye. I slept rough.
Oh, well, that explains it. I can smell you from here.
The thing is, Tom...
Ah, here's the lorry. Good.
Aye.
Nah. That's not the right one. Jamie? Jamie?
What?
I think we're going to get along better without the ear poke. Ears?
Oh.
In your pocket.
Okay.
And iPod off, if you don't mind.
Shop music's so rubbish.
What do you mean rubbish? This is Barry White. This is the Woolrush of Look. Now, we want timber that's already been treated with fire retardant, don't we?
Ha ha.
33 millimetres. Yeah, this is the baby we want. So we're now. Here we go. Watch yourself, it's long. Right, there, you take that. Hold it upright, you'll have that lady's eye out.
Okay.
Sorry, madam. Two, to be on the safe side, I think. Here you are.
Got it.
We'll use their service here to cut it to length, shall we?
I don't know.
Well, it'll save time at the hide, because the light'll be gone by 6:30 as it is. I've got the dimensions we need.
So let's get on with it, then.
Patience, patience. We need pre-stained varnish. It's just along here.
Oh.
Come on.
Okay.
Ah, yeah. Here we are. Keep that wood upright, Jamie.
I am.
Now, stain always dries darker than you think.
Oh, brilliant.
I'll have to varnish it tomorrow. We won't have time tonight. It needs at least 2 hours between coats. Now, we're trying to get a match for Scandinavian redwood in the hide. So, which colour do you think?
How do I know?
Well, you've spent more time in there than most. I hope you brought enough money with you.
Yeah.
Well... What about this one? California teak. Jamie?
Stupid name.
Yeah, but it looks the closest match. We don't want to go mahogany, do you agree?
Maybe.
Right. Now, just need to make a phone call before we go.
I thought you said we were in a hurry.
Put the wood down a sec.
Why?
Because you're going to speak to Mike and let him know when we're going to be at the hide.
Me?
Tell him we'll meet him there in about 30 minutes, okay?
No way.
Oh, Mike, I'll just pass you over to Jamie.
Thanks, Len.
Tom.
What? See you, mate. I wish he'd get that gap in his teeth fixed. It's been like that for years. I can't help myself looking at it instead of his eyes.
Can you just put me up?
Eh?
Can you accommodate me?
Oh.
Just be for a couple of nights, you know, while I get myself sorted.
Oh, I'm not sure, Jazza.
I'm not the outdoor type. And the grandy turkeys never seem to shut up. I've nowhere to lay my wee head.
Oh, please.
How can I do a good job for you here with Turkey Goblin filling my mind all day? I can't concentrate. And you said yourself I could do with a good wash. It's bad public relations to keep your pigmen in this state.
Well, that's true.
I mean, I'd do the same for you, except that'd never happen. I mean, you've got a family that cares, whereas me, I have a robbing brother and a hard-boiled ma who takes his side against mine at every turn.
Okay, okay. Go on, then. It'll shut you up.
Hi.
Well, we've got the spare room, I suppose.
Whole room? Not even the couch? Oh, come here, man.
Oh, steady. I said you could move in, not marry me.
Oh, thanks, pal. I'll be the model guest, you'll see.
Now, how am I going to sell this to Brenda?
Let's get these goggles off.
I can't kneel down like this for long these days. Take that piece out now, Jamie.
Okay.
Noisy beast, this circular saw. The birds on the lake have all scarpered. It's a good viewing spot, though. Still, that's the whole idea, I suppose. It's okay, I'm used to talking to myself.
Whatever.
My rip saw's too coarse for this job. It's going to be a bit tricky as it is, not damaging the boards on either side, even though we've taped up the edges. We should be grateful to Mike for the portable generator, shouldn't we?
Suppose.
Look, if that's people wanting to come in here, you'd better tell them they can't.
Me?
If you don't mind.
What shall I say?
Just that it's closed for repair.
Sorry, it's closed.
Oh, okay.
This hide looked so pristine when it was first up. Pity.
It's only a couple of floorboards. Why couldn't we just bang some plywood or something over the burnt bits?
Trip hazard. And there's a certain satisfaction in doing a job properly. Now, can you pass me the hammer and chisel, please? And we'll get the remainder of the old boards out.
These?
Yeah. Thank you. Do you do woodwork at school?
We do design and technology, but it's useless.
Well, what about your dad or Kenton?
What about them?
Did you ever do any with them?
I helped my dad put up a shelf once.
Oh, right. Well, keep your eye on this then. He'd have had a smile on his face yesterday. The way we played Edgley.
Yeah, that was sweet.
What about Roy, eh? 27 from 4 overs.
Yeah.
Edgley are usually pretty good in the field, in my opinion.
That's what my dad used to say.
Yeah, we agreed on that. It's a shame you didn't get to play. Maybe next week.
I don't mind being 12th man.
Alistair's very pleased with you, you know. He told me over a pint afterwards. And Jolene said your sister Lucy's had a baby boy.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Sydney.
Ah, nice. So you're an uncle again?
Well, I guess so.
Linda and I became grandparents last year. Oscar. Powerful set of lungs on him for such a tiny scrap of life. We're going down to visit him next week for his first birthday. I expect you'll be able to go over and visit Sydney one day in New Zealand.
I'm not really fussed.
I remember how quiet the house was when Oscar left with his mum. Just before Christmas it was. And not just because there was no more yelling. The place felt, you know, empty with just the two of us again. Mm. Must be a bit like that at yours now with no Kenton.
Yeah.
When was he last in touch?
I don't know, a couple of weeks ago.
You must miss him.
Nah.
Blast. Can you fetch me that pencil, Jamie, over there?
Right.
Lindy?
Robert, I shan't be free to come down to see you after all.
Ah, well, never mind.
No, Katerina's had to go home and I'm covering for her. She's got one of her heads. How's it going?
Well, the old boards are nearly out.
No, but Jamie.
Hold on. Jamie, I'm just popping outside. Can you carry on?
Okay.
Just pick out the rest of the debris, but
Be careful of splinters.
All right.
Put the gloves on.
It's hard going.
Oh.
He's pretending not to care Kenton isn't in contact with him, but I can see it's a front.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's a worry. He's acting tough, but I think inside he's hurting like hell.
There were 15 at the table for Jill's 80th.
Oh, it sounds wonderful.
Yes, she was thrilled. And they had a wonderful time exploring Bath.
Well, she must miss Uncle Phil.
Yes, but you know Jill. She's very stoical. She just gets on with life.
Mm.
And she's got family all around her, which helps. Keeps her busy.
Mm. Oh, you know I miss Alice already.
Me too. It's a pity she'll be away for Pip's barn dance on Friday.
Mm.
Do you know what Jill saw in a butcher's window in Bath?
What?
It was a type of sausage called Brian's Bonanza.
Really? Have you told Dad?
Oh, no. Might give him unwanted ideas about starting up in pigs again.
Oh, yeah, I love it when Lucas's family all come together. You know, Zinzi's so grown up these days.
That's his niece, isn't it?
Yeah. She was there when we talked online yesterday.
Oh, that was nice.
Well, with his mum and dad staying, the family have been visiting all the time. I wish Phoebe was a part of that.
Oh, she's got a big family here.
Oh, I've invited her over on Sunday, by the way, so we can have a big family lunch together.
Oh, no, Sunday's no good.
Why?
Well, Brian and I are going out.
Where?
To Benedict Wheeler's.
Oh, can't you change it?
No.
But what about Rory?
He's going to Adam and Ian's.
Oh, you might have told me, Mum.
Well, I didn't know you were going to invite her. You should have checked with me first.
Well, I'm going to have to uninvite her now, aren't I? I hate letting her down.
Well, there'll be plenty of other opportunities. You're here for a whole year. Look, the harvest supper's coming up soon. Perhaps we can all go to that together.
It's not the same.
Oh, why not, Kate?
Because Roy and Haley are bound to go as well.
You must learn to share, Phoebe, darling.
Mum, if you really thought about that sentence for one minute...
Oh, Adam!
Bye! Thought I'd take a 15-minute break from spraying.
Well, it looks a good day for it.
It is. As long as the breeze doesn't get up. Oh, my shoulder's still giving me jip, though.
Oh, darling.
Too much over-enthusiastic bowling on Sunday. Still, we beat Edgeley. Is any coffee going?
Mm-hmm. Kate will pour you some.
Sorry, I've got some research I want to do before my tutorial.
What's eating her?
Well, I think it's a very good solution. It's inspired.
I agree with you, Brian.
Thank you, Andrew. And if Annabelle were here this morning, I know she'd agree as well.
Look, Martin, we're going to have to compromise.
I don't like it.
I thought you were a pragmatist.
But at least this proposal keeps our other Borchester land business completely separate from
ours. How has he managed to worm his way back on the scene?
Well, that's Matt, isn't it? He always stages a comeback, like a disgraced politician.
Yeah, and I'd rather have nothing to do with him, or Amside.
Well, nor would any of us in an ideal world, Martin, but he's got us over the proverbial barrel. You'll be very quiet, Jerry.
Well, I've got to hand it to you, Brian. It's a really well-thought-out proposal.
Thank you.
On the other hand, I'd rather not sup with the devil.
All right. But let's remember, it's Lillian who'd be representing Amside on the new board, not Matt.
The dummy, not the ventriloquist, eh?
She'll be a doddle to handle, believe me, compared with him.
And she'd be outnumbered by BL board members 4-1, Martin.
I can count, Andrew. But she'll feed everything back to him.
Well, that's a given.
So what? I mean, if necessary, we can outvote her.
Exactly.
Look, just stand back a minute, Martin, and remember what's at stake. If we don't offer them something, the whole market scheme could be in jeopardy. I mean, do you really want to be looking back at that scenario in 5 years' time, knowing we could have saved it?
But at what cost? I have offered other suggestions for the site.
Yes, Martin, I know, but as we've discussed before, they might risk opposition from the highways people. And this is the one we all really want, isn't it? In our heart of hearts. Puts BL at the very centre of local farm commerce. And the positive PR can do us nothing but good.
Exactly. It looks like we're giving something back.
Well, we will be. The farmers and buyers are crying out for a decent new site, and we're the best company to deliver it. Partly because of my expertise, I might add.
Farmer Giles.
You may mock.
Look, I agree it's the scheme we all really want. I just don't like the thought of Matt getting his sticky fingers on it. And I don't think BL should be associated with it.
Yes, but the new company would be totally ring-fenced. There's no way Matt can muscle in on other BL business. We'll make sure of that when we set it up. It'll be watertight, believe me.
And Matt may be a devil, but he's a useful devil.
Huh. Yeah, quite. I mean, think of it as us using him, Martin, not the other way round.
Well, he does have an awful lot of contacts.
Yeah, most of them from his spell in prison.
He's bound to pick up BL gossip, though.
Oh, well, that's down to us. I'd expect complete confidentiality and discipline from all board members. Mm. No falling into the blue bore with Lillian after meetings and loosening our tongues.
I can't see that happening.
Oh, I don't know. She's good company. Well, I've always found.
Oh, well, each to their own, Jerry. She'd have you for breakfast, mate.
look, guys, can we get serious a minute? Can I speak, Brian?
Yeah, of course, Andy.
We've spent months and months planning this. Thanks to Brian charming that chap, what's his name, Hastings, we got our 20 acres. We've been back and forth to planning. We've ploughed a tidy sum into it already.
Exactly.
We've got an incredible project lined up. Why throw all that away when Brian's come up with a perfectly viable solution?
Yeah.
I say we'd be mad. I'm sorry, but we've just got to bite the bullet. It's too big to let it go now.
Well put, Andrew.
Yes.
And as for Matt, OK, he's outwitted us on this blasted access strip.
Yes.
And of course, we'd all rather he wasn't involved, but we can limit his influence on the project from here on in.
Oh, make sure of it.
He's obliged to go through Lillian, and as Brian says, we can easily freeze her out on the board.
Yes. You put a good case, Andrew.
I couldn't have put it better.
You're in a better mood.
Well...
What rattled your cage? Keep back, Kate, while I pour this stuff.
What is it?
Gramicide.
Oh. Well, I hope we could have a big family get-together next Sunday with Phoebe. Oh, and Ian, of course.
Oh, no, Mum and Brian are going to the Wheelers.
So I gather. And Mum didn't seem prepared to change their plans.
Well, why should she?
It's what grandparents do in South Africa. They drop everything for family. It's their main priority.
Ah. Well, it's different here.
And how? I feel really disappointed.
Well, I'm sorry, but Mum and Brian can't just dance to your tune, Kate.
It wasn't only me. I'd already told Phoebe, and now I've got to disappoint her. Well, she was really excited as well.
Oh, yes, I see.
I've come all this way. I want to spend time with her.
Well, she wasn't the only reason you came there. You're enjoying the course, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I hope you'll take something useful home with you at the end of it.
Of course. That's why I'm doing international development. There's so much that needs to be done, Adam.
I know. I've seen firsthand.
And I've signed up to a discussion group.
Yeah?
First topic, the ecological pros and cons of desalination to fix the world's water shortage.
It's funny how you and I both got the Africa bug.
Yeah. It's a big world out there beyond Ambridge.
Hmm.
I hope to show more of it to Phoebe one day.
Well, I admire what you're doing, Kate.
Thanks. I know you get it.
Yeah. Look, tell you what, why not bring Phoebe to our place on Sunday?
Yeah?
Well, I shan't be playing cricket with this shoulder. We'll have Rory anyway. Let's make a day of it.
Oh. Okay, but I'm not rolling over on his price for this wretched ransom stream.
Fair enough, Martin, fair enough.
He's not getting everything his way.
I agree with you there.
Me too.
Of course it'll be subject to negotiation. I mean, Matt would expect that anyway. Now, can I summarise where I think we are?
Go ahead, then.
Yeah.
OK.
It seems to me that although some board members feel some resistance to sharing the market company with Amside, we are, in the main, moving towards agreement.
Except for the...
Wait, Martin, wait. But the consensus is we fight Matt over the price he wants for the access strip.
And fight him hard.
Mm. Now, are we ready to vote?
Oh, that wretched Vuvuzela.
Mum, have you finished on the computer?
No. Oh, I wish you hadn't bought Rory that thing. He's been trying to play it ever since he got home from school, and it's getting on my nerves.
Rory! Shut up! See? You just need to be firm with him. How much longer are you going to be?
Oh, not long. I'm updating the village website.
Can't that wait?
I'm in the middle of it now. I mean, what's so urgent?
I've got emails I want to send to my project group.
Oh, I see.
Linda sent some photographs of the repaired hide. Look.
Oh, whoopee-doo.
She said Jamie cut a rather pathetic figure helping Robert yesterday. Still, they managed to patch it up quite well. And I'm really disappointed in Jamie.
Poor kid. He's just being a teenager, isn't he? But you and Auntie Lillian got up to much the same.
Oh, high jinks may be, but never criminal damage. Oh, Alice emailed to say Amy's got her degree.
Oh, what did she get?
2-1, apparently.
Good on her.
Yes. Now she waits 4 to 6 weeks to be registered with the Nursing and Midwifery Council.
So then she can apply for a job?
No, she can apply straight away. Oh. But she wouldn't be able to start until she's registered.
Oh, I've got a lot of time for Amy. She should use her skills in the developing world. Oh, come on, Mum. Don't you need to go and check the supper or something?
For a feminist, Kate, you're really quite a chauvinist, aren't you?
Martin took some convincing.
But the board have agreed, that's the main thing.
Yes. Here. Oh,
thanks. Cheers.
Cheers. To the birth of the new company. I'm not looking forward to quibbling with Matt about the price of the ransom strip.
No.
Still, he should cave in the end. He won't want to miss out.
Sure.
We're writing to them with a formal proposal.
So, everything's back on track?
Just about. I really didn't want to let this one slip through my fingers, Adam. It's the sort of project I've always dreamed of. Ah, Jenny.
Oh, I've just been turfed off my own computer. She'll be pleased, I suppose. At least Kate's enthusiastic about her course.
It's early days. Do you want a whiskey, darling?
Oh, no, thank you. Did you check the oven?
No, sorry.
Well, we meant to.
No, it's all right. Will you stay, Adam?
Yeah, great.
She's finally applying herself to her education.
About time, too.
5 minutes more for this, I think.
Oh, she's really committed.
Well, now I can say I have 2 daughters at university and both of them married.
Do you have to remind me? Oh, I better go and chase up Rory for bed.
All right, darling.
So, aren't you going to phone Matt and tell him the good news?
Oh, it won't do any harm to let him sweat a bit, Adam. No. I'll ring him in the morning.
Do you have to leave your towel on the floor, Jazzer?
I'm sorry, I did wipe it in the bath.
What with?
That white cloth there.
That's my flannel, you idiot!
Is it? I'll tell you what, I'll make us our fry up, eh?
Oh. How come you're so turbocharged this morning anyway?
Because the Wonder Boy Harry's not going to be at the quiz tonight. Not the Bill supporters meeting at lunchtime. He's at some family do.
So?
So I can spread my wings. Fallon wants ideas for Halloween and bonfire night. I'll go and check out what's in your fridge, yeah?
Oh, great.
And my Frieda will be providing a simple ploughman's at cost.
Keep back, Bert. I don't want to lather you as well as the Riley.
I'd far rather lather father than father lathered me, because when father lathers, he lathers rather free.
Quite the poet. I'm minded to come along to the harvest supper. It is a pagan festival, after all.
Oh, do. The church folk always bring along their apple pies and cream for pud.
Will there be entertainment?
Well, dunno. Alan thinks it may be just enough for the grub and the company.
Now, I'll hose her down now.
And how's the quiz coming along?
Oh, under control, Bert. All under control.
I've often done very well on pub quizzes, you know.
Is that right? Now, you really will need to stand back.
Yeah, right you are. I still remembers most of the questions and answers.
My word.
Yeah, my brain's just like your sponge there, so if you need any hints or tips...
No, thank you. I've only got to run off a few copies of my famous person's picture round and my portfolio of questions is complete.
Oh.
I'm using some questions I asked on my cruise quizzes.
Cruises, eh? Well, that sounds like a bit of fun.
Oh, yes, great fun.
And will there be a gardening round?
Gardening, popular culture, history of Ambridge.
Yeah, because gardening's my forte, you know. I'm overseeing the allotments at Lower Loxley. One or two of the new holders have started theirs up. Grant from the shop is very keen.
Right.
Oh, excuse me, Bert. I want a word with Cathy.
Well, I'm off to Lower Loxley anyway.
Cathy! Cathy!
All right, Jim.
I'll leave you to it then, till tonight.
Indeed.
Morning.
Hello and good boy, Cathy. Jim!
Oh, I should get you to wash my car.
Any time. Cathy, I was so very sorry to hear about you and Kenton.
Oh, thank you.
I hope I didn't play a part in it, buying into Jack's.
No, you just helped bring about the inevitable, Jim.
Well, we might be prepared to come down, Brian, so, like I said, I'll discuss it with Lillian. Yeah. Bye for now. Well.
Look at that grin, Brenda.
Yeah.
The BL board have broadly approved the idea.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, not a bad result. A 20% stake in the new market company for Amside, and a seat on the board for you, Puska.
Oh, bravo.
We've yet to agree a final price for the ransom strip, mind.
Wow, this is a real step up for Amside.
I told you we were going places, Brenda. Hey, tell you what, do you feel well enough to celebrate tonight?
Oh, I can't, darling. I'm working in the ball. It's the quiz.
Well, should you? You still sound full of cold, you know.
Oh, it's nothing a couple of G&Ts won't fix. Well, why not come? It'll be fun.
Nah, not my scene.
Oh, yeah, Matt, please. You can be on my team.
Oh, all right.
I've been landed with Jazzo, you see.
Oh.
Yeah, Tom cried off to work late in the unit. Coward. He didn't even consult me about Jazzo moving in, you know.
And is Jazzo house trained?
No, but in a weird way, he is making an effort.
And I thought, what about a vampire theme for Halloween?
That's a good idea.
And for bonfire nights, some themed drinks like, I don't know, the Shandy Sparkler or the Guy Fawkes Fizz.
You have been thinking hard.
Well, it's not just Harry that can have bright ideas. No. Is there anything else I can do to help before the quiz, Fallon?
The front windows could do with a buff up.
Oh, I'm your man. I'll do it this evening.
Oh.
That way they won't get a chance to get dirty again. Same again, is it?
Oh, yes.
Thanks, Jasper.
Yes, please.
Jolene!
Well, someone's lit his fuse.
Yeah, I think it's because Harry's not here.
Oh! So, how do you think the new dishes will go down, Fallon, in the restaurant?
Good, I think. Well, we should get the banner and the board out in time for the weekend.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I'll get those flyers done.
Mm.
I bet the lemon and ginger sponge will be a winner when the colder weather comes.
Yeah, well, it's such great comfort food.
Yeah.
And the harvest supper will give a boost to the autumn takings and all. Oh, then there's the quiz tonight. Are you coming?
Oh, no. I'd better stay in with Jamie. And I could do without the gossip, to be honest.
Oh, shame. I was thinking maybe I'd ask him to come to the cinema with me sometime to see a film.
Oh, Fallon, yes, please. I'd be so grateful.
You're doing a thorough job on those windows, Jazza.
Aye, I promised Fallon.
I hear we're on the same team.
Aye, we'll need to recruit somebody clever to make up the four, eh?
Oh, do you think so? Right, well, I'd better get a drink then, lubricate the brain cells. See you later.
Well, Jim, don't you look every inch the quizmaster.
Oh, thank you. They wanted me to wear a T-shirt, but I'm not really the T-shirt type. And I always wore this bow tie for my cruise quizzes. It's my lucky one.
Well, very dapper. You all set?
All set.
Please, Bert.
I've had offers from other teams, you know.
What teams?
Sir Cider Barrel.
No, what a Grundy's need all the help they can get.
Testing!
Oh, he took his team.
I tell you what, Bert, if you join the oddballs, I'll kick you in beer and chases all night.
Ah, well, now I suppose I could share my experience with you.
Oh, great.
Good man.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to begin.
Oh, sit down then, Bert.
Both you.
I'll write the answers down.
The first round is my easy starter round.
Great.
Translate these five simple phrases into English. One, carpe diem. Carpe diem.
Seize the day. Put it down.
Yeah, got it.
Two, caveat emptor.
Cavity what?
Jazzer.
Caveat emptor.
Let the buyer
beware.
Yeah, I know.
Three, quod erat demonstrandum. Quod erat demonstrandum.
I'm not precisely sure of that one.
So, what do I put?
Try it needs to be demonstrated.
Okay.
Number four, festina lente. Festina lente.
Festined with a lentil.
Lente means slowly.
Yeah?
Yeah, festina. Put down slow festival.
What?
That's a rubbish answer, Bert.
Well, have you got a better suggestion?
But it's stupid. I'm not putting it down.
And finally, number five, feci quod potui faciant meliora potente.
Oh, good grief.
I thought he said simple.
You're off your heat, man. This is double Dutch.
Latin, actually.
Look, quiet, Jazzer. Can we have it again?
Oh, that's really going to help.
Feci quod potui faciant meliora potente.
Put in 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps, please. That's what I call an everyday phrase.
Very amusing.
Nope, I can't even hazard a guess.
Oh, I need another drink.
No, don't you move.
Next round, geography.
Oh, bring it on. I was good at geography at school.
Well, good.
I had one of the wee world globey things, but us two used it as a football.
Shh, Jazzo, listen.
Countries of the Roman Empire.
Roman Empire?
What's that?
Good, Benny.
Let's give it a chance.
I want the modern names for the following Roman European regions.
Oh, what is this guy on?
One, Lusitania.
That was a ship, the Lusitania.
Yeah, and it sunk.
I don't get the question. This quiz is weird, man.
Can you please stop interrupting? You're disturbing everyone's concentration.
What shall I put down?
Oh, search me.
Can't help you.
Number two, Gallia Lugdunensis.
Oh, yeah, that well-known place.
Is he having a laugh?
What's got into him, Fallon? These questions are barking.
Yeah, the punters will be walking out the door at this
number
rate.
Number three, Annonia Superior.
What? We've got to shut him up. It's bombing.
Okay. Jim.
Yes? What is it, Lillian? I haven't finished the round.
I think we need something a little easier.
Yeah. Really?
Trust me.
But I've still 3 more countries to go.
Oh. On to the next round, I say, Jim, immediately.
Oh.
What else have you got?
The history of the Punic War.
Oh. Anything else?
Fiction?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Dear, all right.
Good move.
Yes. Yeah, got it. The novels of Anthony Trollope.
Fallon, go and have a word with him now.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, nothing to worry about. A nice, easy picture round now. Famous people.
Perfect. Celebs at last.
Maybe I'm with a chance now, eh?
Jim's just passing round the sheets.
Give one of them here, then.
Don't snatch.
Come on, let's have a butcher, then.
Oh, dear.
Oh, blimey.
Eh?
This is just a load of old Romans with curly hair. Oh,
Jim!
You want us to colour the faces in or what?
At least wait for the question. Microphone, please, Fallon.
Oh, all right, then.
This one at the top could pass a Peter Andre, I suppose.
Which out of the faces you see before you is the odd one out?
Oh, this is ridiculous.
They all look the same.
Get off!
Pearls before swine!
Dear, oh dear, this is no good. Poor old Jim.
Poor old Jim, I came out to celebrate tonight.
Where are you off to, Bert?
Oh, someone needs to help him out.
I'm merely a lateral thinker, me. Like, how does the guy who drives a snowplough get to his work?
By plane.
Oh, really?
Here, pass me that microphone, Jim.
Do it, Jim.
Feci quod potui faciant meliora potentes. I have done what I could. Those who can do better will.
Now, in the interest of the bull, I'm temporarily taking over as quizmaster. Just while Jim takes a break to compose himself and dig out his gardening questions. Or the history of Ambridge, eh, Jim?
I see. Thank you, Bert.
Right. First round, geography.
Proper geography, is this?
What's the biggest loch in Scotland?
Hey, I know that, Ian. Loch Lomond.
Are you sure?
Aye, of course. Hey, Brenda, we might be in with a chance now.
Hiya, Roy. Have you just started work?
Yeah, 5 minutes ago.
I'll tell you what, the dining room was quiet this lunchtime. I mean, I hope bookings pick up at the weekend.
Well, have a look on the computer, mate.
Yeah, I will before I go. So how was the quiz at the ball last night?
Oh, you missed a corker. Bert had to help Jim out.
Why?
Well, Jim had set these really obscure questions, all to do with Latin and ancient Rome.
Oh, good Lord.
Well, I know it's his subject, but no one could understand them. It turns out they were ones he used on his academic cruises.
That sounds like a fun holiday.
Well, Bert took the microphone off him and staged a coup.
Ooh, nasty.
No, it gave Jim a chance to look out some of his easier questions.
Well, so it turned out all right.
Oh, yeah. No, Bert and Jim are a great double act. Jim just got off on the wrong foot.
Yeah, and who won?
Schuler and Alistair's team, the horse chestnuts. Still, pub was heaving. That's the main thing. Fallon was relieved.
And, well, did Jolene put in an appearance?
Oh, yeah, she was around. It was nice to see her. Oh, I'll answer this, since there's no one here.
All right, okay, no worries. I'll check these bookings out, or lack of bookings.
Hayley, love.
Roy, I've just come home to a letter from Phoebe's school.
School?
An official letter. Unauthorised absence, no response required.
Oh. Is this about last Thursday?
Kate's blooming birthday. Oh, and there's a really patronising leaflet enclosed explaining the seriousness of this type of casual absence. The cheek of it!
Well, it wasn't our fault. We didn't know anything about it.
But we're carrying the can, aren't we? And to add insult to injury, it outlines our legal responsibility as parents. Can you believe it?
Well, it's a bit of an overreaction, if you ask me, for one day off.
It's aimed at parents who don't give a stuff, Roy. I.e. Kate. Oh, I could ram this letter down her throat.
Oh, steady on, love.
In fact, as soon as Phoebe comes in, I think I will.
What, ram it down her throat?
Take it round to home farm.
Ah, now, is that a good idea?
Well, why not?
Well, you're upset.
You're damn right I'm upset. And I want her to know it.
Well, what about the girls? Dad and Vicky are out.
Well, I'll take Abby with me. She can play with Rory or something.
Rory?
But I don't care. And you can look after Phoebe.
No, love. Not at work, I can't.
She can sit quietly in reception, Roy. I'm not giving Kate the chance to manipulate the situation in front of her.
Well, Caroline won't be happy.
Well, tell her it's a family crisis. Which it is. Oh, and you can explain all about this letter to Phoebe while she's there.
Love?
Oof. I could hear Hilly from the other side of the desk.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't tell me. Kit?
I've got a letter from the school.
Oh, bummer. I mean, what about her birthday when she took Phoebe out shopping?
Yep. Oh, Phoebe's got all behind with her homework and all since Kate got back.
Now, there's a surprise. I mean, she's what my Auntie Anne used to call a wee madam.
Oh, Hayley's going over there to have it out with her.
Good.
Well, except she's dumping Phoebe here.
Oh, right.
I just pray Caroline or Oliver don't come through reception while she's here. Dad's working in the Millennium Wood today, you see, and Vicky's in Borchester, so they can't babysit her.
Well, what about Peggy? I mean, I'm sure she'd love to spend some time with her great-granddaughter.
Hey, that's an idea.
Sure, I'll drop by on my way home now and ask her, shall I?
Oh, thanks, Gran. That's really generous.
Well, it's only money.
Oh.
And I'm sorry it's a week late. I meant to pop it in with your car.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, Jennifer tells me you're enjoying your course.
Oh, yes, Gran. Though it's rather daunting, the amount of work I've got ahead of me.
And what does it cover, this international development?
Oh, God, where do I start? Sustainability, diversity, education, citizenship, you name it.
Oh, gosh. Oh, you see so many ghastly scenes on the television these days. War, floods, famine. Problems seem never-ending.
I know, and I'm afraid I just can't stand back and do nothing.
Good for you.
I've got this essay topic. War development in reverse.
Well, that's food for thought.
I know, and it's really stimulating. And I'm meeting some great people. I've already made a friend, Shanice. She's a single mum.
Oh, who's this?
Hello there, it's me, it's just Ian.
Oh, this is a nice surprise.
Okay, hello.
Hi, Ian, how are you?
Yeah, fine, thanks.
Look, Gran, don't mind me, but I need to go home and hijack Mum's computer.
All right. Well, thanks for popping round.
No, Gran, thank you. And I'll see you on Sunday, Ian.
Yeah, sure.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, come and sit down, Ian.
Oh, thanks. It's Kit and Phoebe and Rory are coming round to ours for a day out.
Oh, that's nice. Now, what can I do for you, dear?
Well, it's got to do with Phoebe, actually. Roy says, would you be able to look after her this afternoon for an hour after school?
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, how lovely. But why can't you go to Kate?
I'm only the messenger.
Now, that's fine, Mrs. Deacon. It'll be safe here behind reception until you're ready to pick it up.
Thank you.
And I'm telling you, Phoebe, it's really, really serious, this letter.
I don't see why. I only missed one day.
That's not the point! That's not the point. One day or 10 days, it's all bad. And it's never going to happen again. It was very wrong of Kate.
Hello there.
Oh, Peggy, am I pleased to see you. Phoebe's not really supposed to wait here.
I know.
Hiya, Great-Grandma.
Hello, dear. Now, what do you think to a stroll to the lake, followed by a chocolate muffin?
Sounds good.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Won't be a minute, Hayley. Let me just finish this paragraph.
We got this morning.
Hmm?
Except the post's always late, so I only found it when I came in after
work. I'll be with you in a sec. I'll just save this. I've just started my first essay. My brain feels so rusty.
Will you look at it, please? Here?
Okay. I'm ready now. Let's see.
Phoebe's school attendance has always been exemplary. Until you showed up,
Missus. Oh, Hayley.
And now, in one fell swoop, Roy and I are marked down as irresponsible parents.
Oh, I wouldn't take any notice of this. It looks like a load of bureaucratic rubbish.
To you, maybe. But Roy and I take Phoebe's education very seriously. She won't get these years in school back again, you know.
It was only one day.
Well, we'd be very grateful if you wouldn't do it again. Please.
Oh, whatever.
Kate!
Okay, I won't do it again. Satisfied?
This is only going to work if we all pull together, you know? It's no good Phoebe getting mixed messages. She needs clear boundaries.
Is this a lecture, Hayley?
So are you prepared to cooperate from now on? Kate!
Well, it's two against one, isn't it?
I know the ones with the green heads were mallards.
That's it. And you can tell your parents we saw some teals on the lake as well. The ones with chestnut red heads.
Do you know what the biggest loch in Scotland is?
Is it Loch Ness?
Wrong. Loch Lomond.
Really?
Dad asked me this morning. It was one of the questions in the pub quiz last night.
Well, you caught me out there. Hey, would you like this last muffin?
Yes, please.
Well, help yourself. I'm glad you're not on some silly diet. Over the plate, dear.
OK.
Mr. Snell and Jamie have done a good job repairing the hide. I don't know what's got into Jamie. He's been so well brought up.
He's gone a bit weird.
Mind you, your mother got up to mischief at his age.
Which mother?
Well, Kate. I didn't know Hayley as a teenager.
What did she do?
Well, now, before I married Jack, I lived in Blossom Hill Cottage. Usher owns it now. But when I married him, I moved out and into the lodge, so my cottage was left empty.
And?
Your mother took it over as her den.
Yeah.
Along with her cousin Helen and your auntie Brenda.
Oh, cool.
Yes, except they didn't ask my permission. In fact, I knew nothing about it. I seem to remember William Grundy was involved too. I think Kate had him running errands for them. Anyway, one day, Kate and the others found a letter from an American chap I'd known in the war, a GI called Con Corchmar.
What's a GI?
An American soldier. It stands for Government Issue.
Weird. So, Mum was like, snooping?
Yes. And worse than that, she took it into her head to write to Con, pretending she was me.
Wow.
So you could add forgery to her list of crimes.
What happened?
Well, to cut a long story short, Con turned up in Ambridge, hoping I was still keen on him.
Wicked. All the way from the States?
Well, he was coming over anyway. But it was a failed mission, because I was already married to Jack.
The poor guy. Did you still fancy him?
Oh, Phoebe.
Did you, though?
Well, we had been close during the war. Our first date was at the American Red Cross Club. All the GIs looked like film stars to us ATS girls. He gave me a pair of nylons, I remember.
Nylons? What are those?
Stockings.
Oh.
He was a real clown. Lively and good fun. A bit of a dancer, too.
But not marriage material.
No, not really. And I wouldn't have wanted to live in America.
I wouldn't mind.
He did leave me a memento when he left Ambridge, though. his Zippo lighter. Everyone smoked like chimneys in those days.
Ew, gross.
Oh, we didn't think anything of it. The boys at the base, including Con, used their lighters to burn their names on the ceiling of this pub in Cambridge. Con and I went there together when he was here.
They could have burnt it down.
Yes, I suppose so. But there was no health and safety back then.
Mummy Kate still gets into trouble.
Well, she's always been a rebel.
No. I mean, she rang up my school and took me out for the whole day on her birthday last week.
Really?
We had a brilliant time. Only she didn't tell Mum and Dad, and they've got into terrible trouble with the school now.
Oh, dear. Oh, that'll be Hayley.
Oh. Home Farm.
Is that you, Kate?
Oh, hi, Gran. Yeah, I'm just in the middle of something.
What's all this about you taking Phoebe out of school last week?
Oh, it was only for one day.
She tells me you didn't ask Roy and Haley's permission. That can't be right, surely?
Well, it was a spur-of-the-moment thing.
Kate?
It was my birthday, Gran. When do I ever get to spend it with Phoebe?
You could have waited for the weekend.
Okay. But I do think Haley's gone a bit overboard, actually.
She's every right to. It was highly irresponsible of you.
Well, I've said I won't do it again.
No, you won't. I hope you apologised.
Gran, I'm sorry, okay?
Not to me. To Roy and Haley and the school. May I remind you, Roy and Haley have the day-to-day authority over Phoebe, and it's very confusing for the child when you undermine them like this.
That may be true, Gran.
It is.
And I don't want to argue, but Phoebe is my daughter. I gave birth to her, and I'm her real mother.
Only when it suits you, dear.
That really hurt, Gran.
The truth often does. But I have Phoebe's best interests at heart, and so should you.
It's all right, Pip. You can come back even more.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you've got bags for them yet.
Okay.
And that's it.
Right, thanks.
You're really good with the tractor, Pip.
Does that mean to mean I'm no good with a car?
No, of course not. You'll be fine.
Oh, I booked my theory test yesterday.
Oh, good.
Did you want the tractor back in the yard?
We may as well leave it here, actually, out of the way, if you're expecting the stage roster before lunch.
Yeah, the guy said they'd be here at 12:30. They're late.
Well, they'll be taking their time. It's a big load.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Mum.
Oh, this patch looks like the Grundy's garden now.
Well, at least it's all out of sight for tonight.
Is that everything out of the shed?
Yep.
Oh, I thought we chucked out this old flat roller.
No.
I can give you a hand putting up the bunting now if you want, Pip.
Oh, that's okay, Mum. Izzy and Charlotte are coming after lunch to help me.
Okay.
Thanks anyway.
And are you stamping their hands tonight or having wristbands?
It's not a club.
To be fair, Mum, we did consider it.
You see? I'm just so 21st century I am.
Don't kid yourself. So is there anything else we can do to help?
Not really. I'm working down my checklist and it's all going to plan so far.
Right, good.
The lighting guys can go in the shed now it's empty.
And when are you expecting the grills, Van?
Tom and Brenda aim to be here for 6:30.
Oh, I didn't realise Brenda was coming too. That's nice.
Yeah, only to get away from Jazza. He moved into their place on Monday and they want a night off. They call him the Space Invader. They did say he was trying, though.
Yeah, very trying, I bet. I couldn't put up with it.
Not me.
Aha! This looks like the stage coming, Pip.
Oh, at last. I'll go and talk to them. Oh, there is one thing you could do for me.
Yeah, what's that?
Keep Josh well away from the dance tonight, please. Oh, and the bar's at that end. Have a good time.
This shed looks amazing now, Pip. I wouldn't recognise it.
Thanks for your hard work, Izzy.
I would kill for one of these inflatable sofas in my bedroom. Not like there's any space.
Well, don't burst it.
I'm not that heavy.
Shall I get you a drink? A proper one?
Not while I'm on the door. Not yet. It's a shame Gary didn't want to come with you.
Oh, don't worry. I don't plan to spend the evening alone.
Is he?
Well, there's some hot talent here. I'm usually working on a Friday night. I deserve some fun. And it's Gary's problem if he thought it'd be too posh for him. Oh, those two fit.
Oh, hold on, Izzy. Can I have your tickets?
Sorry.
Thanks. The bar's at that end.
Charming.
Which guy's Izzy?
Over there, talking to Charlotte.
Oh, they're two of Adam's pickers. They're from Bulgaria.
Oh, we've got a new Bulgarian girl at the supermarket. Anyone you fancy, Pip?
No, I am strictly off men for the foreseeable.
Hi, Pip. Are you all right?
Oh, hi. Have you got your tickets?
I have. Here. Hi there.
Hi.
I'm Matthew.
Izzy.
Short for Isabel.
Short for Dizzy.
So, you on your own tonight, Matthew?
Hey, Marty, look.
Oh, Jamie, you're nuts. Oh, that's gross. Oh. It feels so weird not drinking cider from a bottle, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, that DJ's got some mega decks.
Oh, I told you I could get us in the sideway.
The boy done good. She hasn't clocked us on the door yet, has she?
Oh, Pip, nah. Too busy yakking. Oh, I know the layout's here. I've been here loads of times to see Josh.
Mm. Hey, look, the bar's quiet. Let's go for another.
Cool, I'll just down this one first.
Well, have a good night.
I intend to.
Where have you been hiding him?
I thought you'd met Matthew before.
I think I'd remember.
Well, he's into rugby. Oh, and his parents own Atherton Estate.
This is going to be an interesting night.
Here we are, Izzy. Another vodka and tonic.
Cool.
Got it?
Yeah.
Sorry I took so long. It's a bit of a crush. So, do you get to take stuff home from this supermarket of yours?
I don't own it. Can we not talk about work, Matthew? It's my night off.
Sure, sorry. It's a good vibe tonight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pip's done an amazing job.
Oh, Pip's just brilliant anyway.
The UV backdrop looks awesome. We had this DJ for my sister's 18.
Yeah? He's got some great tunes.
Oh, well, we can dance when we've had these if you want.
I don't mind.
Go on.
Hey, watch it. You shoved right into me there.
Are you okay, Izzy?
You shouldn't be in the way then.
Get to the bar, Jamie.
I'm doing my best.
Hey, careful, guys, okay?
I nearly spilled my drink.
Two more ciders over here.
Oh, come on.
There's other people before you.
Oh, get lost, Dumbo.
Let's go and dance, Matthew. They're off their heads.
No, hold on. Just stop pushing in and wait your turn, boys, all right?
Don't touch me, all right?
Oh, my drink!
Oh,
you idiot!
God.
It's all over my dress.
It's not my fault. You should get out the way.
Izzy, here, use this. It
cost me nearly 30 quid, this dress.
Why did you bother?
Pigs.
Right, I think you need to apologise to Izzy here.
No way.
Look, mate.
Hey, get your hand off me. That's head off me.
Calm down.
I'm going to get pigs.
Don't boss me around, all right? Freak!
Go, Jamie. I think you could both do with some fresh air. You're hammered.
Get out of my face!
You're hammered.
You're spoiling the party. We want another drink. We've had plenty, bonehead.
Get lost.
But look around you. There are lots of guys here. Big guys. Farmers and rugby players like me. We don't want any trouble. Do you hear me, little boy?
Shut up! Just shut up! You're not my dad! You're not my dad!
I've got Jamie!
Pip!
Do you know them?
Jamie's Josh's friend.
Oh, great.
I don't know this guy.
We only want a drink. We've had enough.
Jamie is underage.
Shut up, Pip!
I thought so.
How many have you had, Jamie?
Dunno.
Only four.
And how did you get in? Oh.
Hey, Lucan! These two are underage. You shouldn't be serving them alcohol. They're too young.
Who are you calling too young?
Hey, just watch it.
Don't, Jamie. Stop it.
Hit him, Jamie.
No, right. I'm going to get my dad.
I've seen this one before.
How can you tell?
They buy the four bed in Hounslow.
You've spoilt the inn now.
It's nearer for his work and she likes the roll top bath.
Just for that, you can go and make us a cuppa.
Okay, in a minute. Oh, can I turn this off?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, relief. Well, it all seems to be going fine across the yard, doesn't it?
Apart from that car that was blocking Ned in.
Yeah. I'm really proud of Pip. Such a huge thing to organise.
Yeah. She's really at the heart of things as social secretary.
Assistant social secretary.
Oh, she'll soon be bagging the top job at this rate. You wait and see.
Yeah. Well, let's hope it's raising a decent amount of money.
Not a peep out of Josh upstairs.
No. And he's actually done all his homework on a Friday night for once.
It's a miracle.
Poor old Freddy. Elizabeth told me he's really struggling with his extra tutoring.
I think it's horrible putting him under all that stress.
Yeah. Of course, Lily, on the other hand, seems to be thriving on it.
Dad!
Pip!
What's wrong?
Can you come, please?
Coming.
Oh, David.
Evening, Kathy.
Jenny.
Yeah, one slightly the worse for wear teenager, I'm afraid.
Oh, my God, he's drunk.
No.
In you go, sunshine. Well,
where did you find him?
He gate-crashed Pip's barn dance.
At Brookfield?
Yeah, with some other lad. He must have slipped in the side when Pip wasn't looking.
Oh, no, Jamie.
It's no big deal.
Oh, I'm so sorry, David.
No, no, it's okay, it's okay.
Jamie, apologise to David.
Oh, leave me alone.
Now. Oh, Jamie, come back down here.
Oh. He just needs to sleep it off.
Oh, did they serve him the alcohol?
Yeah, seems like it. Although, he might have had some before the party, who knows? He was sounding off, he was getting a bit excited.
Oh, no. I mean, is everything all right? He didn't break up the party.
No, it's fine now. Pip came to get me in time.
Do apologise to Pip, won't you?
Yeah, yeah.
He's just a law unto himself, David. I can't get through to him. Well, do you want to come in?
Not really, Kathy, if you don't mind. I'd rather go straight back.
Yeah, of course. Well, thank you so much, and I'm really, really sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'll phone Pip tomorrow and apologise.
Okay. Night.
Night. Oh, God. Oh. Jamie, don't you dare go to sleep. I'm bringing you some water.
He must have heard about it from Josh.
Oh, I'm fed up.
Drink your tea.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, the other lad's father wasn't too happy about having to come and pick him up, was he?
No.
But I'm blowed if I was going to do a round trip to Lakey Green as well as delivering Jamie home.
I'm quite right.
Oh. Teenagers. Oh. You know, maybe Pip should have hired a professional bar for the evening. They're much more used to spotting underage kids.
Well, she'll learn from this.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm just about okay with having my evening interrupted, but poor Pip, she didn't deserve to have hers ruined.
No, it's not fair.
She put so much work into tonight. She planned it to the last detail.
I know. Poor thing's devastated. Now she's worried she might have to step down from the post.
No, no. Now, these things happen. It wasn't her fault.
Well, at least she did the sensible thing, coming to get you.
Yeah, well, I think she was rather worried that Matthew and the others were going to knock Jamie's lights out. Oh. And that other stupid idiot. Honestly, love, it was like something out of the Wild West. There was Jamie hollering and the YFC boys are threatening to drive him out of town. Oh.
Well, things have settled down again now.
Yeah. You know, Kathy asked me in, but I honestly couldn't think of anything worse.
I might give her a ring.
Oh, I should leave it for tonight, love.
Maybe. Jamie's such a handful for her at the moment.
I mean, how stupid was he picking a fight with someone like Matthew?
It's not the Jamie we know, is it?
Not anymore.
He's changing so much. And not for the better.